Hello and welcome to Important Learning, the home for the best stories lived at CUNY Logistics University. Navigate with us through the life experience of our students and let yourself be inspired by their challenges and their achievements. Here we go. We have heard it in many of the past podcast episodes. For many of our students and alumni, this event is one of their fondest memories from their time at KLU. And today, we are going to tell you everything about it. Exactly. I am talking about the KLU Movie Night, as it is officially called, but better known in the hallways of our university as the Oscars Night. I guess all our students like the little extra fanciness of the Hollywood-made name. And well, in the end, they also get some actual award statues. So forgive us if the fancy name slips during this episode when talking about our beloved movie night. To explain the ins and outs of the movie night, I have invited to our studio today the creators and partners in crime of our KLU students in this fun project, Professors Niels van Kwakkebeke and Professor Christian Tresta. Hi, guys. Thank you for being here.
Thanks. It's a pleasure being here.
Hi.
Before we start the deep dive in, let's create a quick mental picture for our audience. Niels. For example, what is the movie night? How does it look like? Tell me about the environment.
It's an awesome event. So everybody comes together, most of the student body, actually, not just our leadership and organizational behavior classes. And we attend in festive wardrobes, meaning, you know, some of the ladies dress up in gowns and so on. Some of the guys will come in tuxedos or smokings and so on. There's going to be a red carpet, there's going to be flashing lights, photographers, and so on. And then we proceed into our auditorium, and we have two sessions of short films. And these short films are then the ones that are entering the race for different Oscars, one for Best Dressed, Best Actor, Best Soundtrack, and so on. And we just celebrate together the learning of the semester.
It is definitely a fancy event, and I also recall that it was smelling a lot like popcorn. So it really gets you the vibe into the movies. Since when does the movie night exist?
We've been doing it for 5 years now. So 2018, I think that's when we started with it. And we even continued it during COVID. We had an online Oscars night as well. Obviously not as much fun, also because we couldn't have an after show party, but still some of the pizzazz was still there in a time that was otherwise rather dry and boring for many people at home.
Did the people also dress up online, Christian?
Yeah, they did, from what I can tell, what we saw on Zoom. They did. There was actually, I think people had quite a lot of fun. Yeah, we definitely had. We have all the time.
Christian, whose idea was this movie night?
So I think this was our baby in a way, because Niels had been teaching the class forever, basically, since KLU was created. And at some point, I also took over some classes in LOB. And so we basically went through the course and thought, what can we do? And that was one of our ideas that we had.
It is definitely a very original way for an assignment. You were mentioning LOB, just to define it. This movie night is the climax of a project within the Leadership and Organizational Behavior module. That's what LOB stands for, that they teach here at KLU, that you guys teach here. What is it exactly that is taught within this module?
So in leadership and OB, organizational behavior, we teach leadership and organizational behavior. And that is basically everything, to put it very general, everything that people think, do, and feel in and around organizations. So we have topics like stress, emotions, motivation, perception, decision making. So these kind of topics.
I imagine there is also a lot of diversity on how to handle different type of people, not only personalities, but cultures and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's right.
So how it is then this topic connected with making a film? Because it might be a little bit difficult for people to imagine, okay, we're learning about leadership. Why a short film about it?
So we want to have a group project for once, but we didn't want to have the typical group project where people, you know, have to write an essay and then split up the task and then they meet shortly before the deadline and put the pieces together. So we wanted to keep things a little bit engaging. So I think with the movie, we tried to do this. And we also wanted to, you know, we're teaching one of the first classes when students, the master students, just come on campus. So they don't know each other very well. And we also wanted to have a project that connects people, right? So where they have to work together. We wanted to keep it entertaining. So what it's not that we grade the movie making process really. So you don't get a grade on how you cut things, on acting and so on, right? So we're really interested in the OB related content, but it's a different form of delivery. And I think it's our experience is one that is engaging for students.
So the short films are creating this like situation where you have to cooperate, you have to collaborate, you have to understand each other. But as you were saying, Christian, it comes very early in the semester. People don't really know each other and nobody has a background, or probably nobody has a background in movie making. What is their typical reaction, Nils, when you go to class and you say, okay, this is going to be your assignment?
I think it's very ambivalent. They feel the excitement of getting to create something that's a little bit more unusual and dabble into new technologies. Like, for instance, this year, we're probably going to do a lot with AI and AI movie making. Nice. And on the other side, there is also they're outside of their comfort zone. It's not just the regular presentation in front of students that they may have had to give during their bachelor's thesis or bachelor's time, but it's something that is there, stands for itself, and they have to come together. We also make it harder on them because we set up the teams to be as diverse as possible. So that does not only mean that we match women and men, but also make it culturally as diverse. We don't have an all-German team, all-American team, but it would be an American, somebody from Pakistan, maybe a Swede, and maybe a German. And so they really have to manage intercultural cooperation right in these teams. And for us, I think the idea was that many of the topics that we cover in OB pop to life. So how do you make decisions in a diverse team? How do you handle your emotions when you're frustrated or angry with other people? How do you actually conduct your leadership? You know, if there is no formal leader in the group, how does leadership actually emerge? So it gives them also a canvas against which they can reflect a little bit of what's happening in class.
So everything that they're slowly getting to know in the class and all the topics that they're covered, from interculturality to just organizational behavior, how organizations and teams work, they kind of put it into practice right away by doing this little short film.
Yeah, I think there are two layers. One is the surface layer is the actual assignment. So we haven't talked about that, but every team gets a topic out of the LOB class. So one would, for instance, have to work on the topic of emotions. One would have to work on the topic of learning or decision-making or organizational culture. We have, I think, 8 or 9 of these topics. And they then devise their storyline and the takeaway message that they want to bring across with their movie. So that's the surface level, how they engage with the content. And then there is a deeper level where they actually engage with each other in the concrete doing. They actually experience a lot of the topics that we do talk about, but that's more in the concrete doing. It's an experiential learning layer.
Christian, what kind of movies do the students make? What kind of genres, what kind of vibe normally shows up?
So we're every year surprised what we see. It's really a mixed bag. So what we don't do is we don't give students really examples. We don't tell them, here's the movies from last year. So, but we encourage them to look around what kind of short movies they find online, for example, or in the cinemas. And what do we then get? We get all kind of movies, from comedy to drama. We had spy movies. We had horror splatter movies, action movies, all kind. But I would say many of them, but by far not all, many of them are very funny, but also some are really, really deep and kind of emotional, and they really make you think. So most of them make you think, But not all of them are necessarily funny. Yeah? So they can also be in other ways very engaging. But really all kind of films you can think of. Cartoons even. Right?
Cartoons?
Yeah, red cartoons.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Maybe this year you are going to have to go through some Barbie-themed movie or something similar.
Or Oppenheimer. We don't.
The movie night itself serves as a showcase of these movies and as an overall fun event for the rest of the students that don't belong to the LOB class. Can you explain in a few words how the event runs? Like who is organizing? How is everything put together?
So maybe one thing that's important and that we haven't mentioned yet. So the whole event is organized by the students. So they do the short movies. So that's the one thing. But then also each class, and it depends on how many classes we have, but each class organizes one part of the movie night. Like one class would organize like the decoration, red carpet, popcorn, you know. Another would take care of the after show party, organize the stereo equipment and so on. So, and they all do that. So Niels and I, we try to orchestrate it a bit, but really students are responsible for it themselves. And I think that that's another layer where you create some network between the students so that they also have to reach out across classes. So, and we kind of try to keep people motivated because another thing that is always an issue is time pressure because students, many of them are just arrived at KU, arrived in Hamburg, arrived in Germany, and then they only have 8 weeks, 9 weeks before the first exams, right? So when they start, they're still here in this holiday phase and they quickly have to learn that, oh no, the exams around the way and we have to do a movie and we have to organize an event, a movie night, and there are other classes as well. So there's a lot of energy in the room, but I think my experience is that it's students are very engaged. So it's positive energy. So positive kind of stress, youth stress.
And I think you ask a little bit about how does the whole evening come about. We usually start around 4 or 5-ish. There is a little bit of mingling in the foyer. Everybody drops in. People get excited by what the decoration team has done because it looks really cool. I mean, with our foyer, which already looks good, but then you have a red carpet, you got the lights, you have a photographer. Obviously, this generation is very excited about getting lots of pictures for Instagram and TikTok and Be Real and so on. So there's a lot of that going on, a couple drinks, and then we usher them at like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6. We roughly usher them into the auditorium for the first set of movies. So we usually watch then 15 movies, but it's short movies. And in between, there's a lot of celebration and appreciation for each other. So because they know each other, so they see each other in the movies, they clap for each other, they laugh with each other, at each other. We have a break. The break, again, super nice. It's just a little bit of chilling outside in the foyer with the drinks. Then we have the second set of movies. And in the meantime, Chris and I have already done the scoring. And so we constantly look at the movies in terms of, you know, who had good sound effects, good music, where was the acting good, who had the best script. And then we really transition into the Oscar ceremony. So people have to come on stage who get the Oscars or whole teams get the Oscars. Then they give their speeches. You know, some of them, it seems like they were waiting their whole life to give that speech. Others don't know what to say.
Some people are practicing since they're 7 years old in front of the mirror.
Exactly. They never got the prize, but finally at KLU, they got their Oscars. And then once that is all done and over with, we go outside and that's when the informal part starts. So there's the after show party team, and then either the after show party is in the foyer or in our student lounge. And that's when Chris and I can really relax. We stay a little bit to the background, and the students just celebrate that they had a nice night out together. And everybody's looking still fancy, dressed up, and so on. So it's a nice way of celebrating with each other here at KLU.
Celebrating and integrating the teachers with the students, like one more of us. You were mentioning that they laugh at each other, they look at each other. But you both are often represented in the films as well. Many of the students also portray you in such a mocking, flattering way, let's say. How do you take that personally?
Well, I think first is always a good reminder to double check which media you're sharing online, because the students will find everything that you shared online and they will use every picture against you. So I think we both have become very vigilant with what type of media we're sharing online. But honestly, it's nice. I mean, it's nice that they integrate us in such a way, even if it's in a mocking way, because I think it speaks to the atmosphere at this university. There is not this huge power distance. It's not a matter of disrespecting. It's actually, I see it as the opposite. It's part of our community of the KLU family that's these types of references in their movies actually speak to. And that makes your heart warm. I mean, sometimes you also feel like, all right, not funny, but the rest of the room is laughing. So I got to give it to them. It's really nice. It does warm my heart at the end of the day. I don't know how it is.
What about you, Christian? How do you feel?
Usually it's funny. And actually we're trying to encourage it because it's not only that us showcased in a couple of movies, but also other colleagues and people working at KLU, professors, but also people working in the administration. So this year we're going to finally introduce a new Oscar. So here it comes, highlight, first release here in the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's the Oscar for the best KLU employee. Mm-hmm. And so just to motivate more of our colleagues to get engaged in the student movies, I think it was about time. And because it's just so nice, it also gets the students interacting more with us people here working for KLU.
Interesting. I cannot wait to see who is going to be involved in one of those movies.
I think you're already lining up or not.
We'll see. My acting career is not quite as important just yet. But definitely all of this ambience and all of these topics make the movie night of KLU is really an impacting experience for our students. Many of them highlight the Oscars night, as they call it, as one of the fondest memories of one of the most fun events that they have lived at KLU. That's their take. What is your take? What does the movie night mean to you guys?
For me, it's a celebration of the type of learning we try to foster here at KLU. We conceived the Oscar night when Chris and I actually decided at the time to do something which is called flipping the classroom. Meaning, we don't just lecture from the textbooks, so just put in bullet points what you can otherwise read in the textbook, but we actually say, no, you know, contemporary learning needs to work the other way. You can do all that reading at home or watch certain movies at home. Let's use our class time for what is a really valuable discussion and growing with each other, critical decision analysis, and so on. That's what we do in the classroom. And I think the movie night is another testament to how we try to rethink education and learning at this institution, that it's not like, oh, you need to prepare a seminar presentation that you're then going to hold to the rest of the class, but rather engage with modern technologies, rethink something, create something, and work together in a very diverse team. So for me, it's just a big celebration of our learning philosophy. And the other part is, it's also almost like an initiation ritual for all the incoming students to become part of the KLU family, and everybody else is applauding them and appreciating them for what they're doing. So I think it's a big get together also in that celebration.
I see Christian nodding. What do you think?
Yeah, I can echo that because I think when I first thought about it, it was more like keep it engaging and also, you know, have some fun in the classroom. But it turned out to be a huge community building event. And maybe it's also because it's a first big event, first celebration usually for the students, for the master students here, and often also the bachelor students joining. And you're really creating a community. So it turned out to be that kind of event where we really celebrate the community here. And I think that also helps to create a community within the first weeks, which is really hard pressed. So it's a lot of work. And yeah, emphasizing this last part, it's a lot of work. It's really a lot of work for the students, definitely. And I can tell, I also feel it. So, and this event usually comes at the end of towards the end of our teaching. So it's the end of the class. We have achieved this milestone. So it also feels personally like mission completed. Each year that we celebrate it. So it's really a couple of things that I feel strongly about this.
Yeah, from here, from our podcast, a big shout out to all the students that so far have participated or have made a movie in this project of the LOB class, because as you said, it's a lot of work. And they are the ones responsible to bring the fun from the class to the fun for everybody to enjoy. So it's really their thing. So it's really their achievement to put that together. with all that we have talked about, we have talked about the fanciness, the dressed up, the red carpet, the pedagogical background of it too. What's the favorite moment? What is it that you're looking forward every year for the movie night?
I think for me, it's the two things. The start. The start is, you know, you got to imagine it. If you're like Chris and me, we're the MCs that are trying to pull everything together. And so we walk on stage and it feels a little bit like you walk on stage in a stadium. There is a good vibe in the class. And it's not just, I mean, we walk on stage a lot of times with the auditorium where you teach people, but that event is different. It feels different. And Chris and I also interact differently. And that just feels awesome. They're like awe-inspiring, but awesome also. And then we usually do some back and forth with a crowd, like the stadium speakers that you have here at football stadiums to get everybody a little into the mood and riled up. And that's always a great moment. I love it. I love to feel the energy in the room at that point. And obviously, I also love when it's done and the after show party is there and people are just enjoying themselves and just celebrating with each other. And you sort of behold the community and you think, wow, this is nice that we've done well, or the students have done well with each other. And it's nice to look at and think, these are going to be nice people to work with for the next 2 years.
That's nice. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, fully agree. So this is it's this part, and also what you have to realize. So Niels and I, we purposefully don't watch the movies before the show. I mean, we scan them to see if they're okay, sound and so on, but we don't watch them. So when we are in there with the students, it's also for us the first time we see the movies. And I'm always looking forward to that moment because there are so many surprises. So often that I had tears in my eyes for laughter, maybe sometimes for crying, I'm not sure. But also like the students would surprise you, right? So there, I remember times there were students, they were acting out so well and so extroverted. And in class, you always thought that is the introverted people, right? But there's so much talent in our class. And this is really what I'm looking forward to as well.
Since we're in this deep moment of reminiscing, what is the funniest or the best memory that you have from an Oscars night?
I think for me, it's not one moment. It's more like a recurring tradition in that I usually lose my voice during the event because I've been screaming so much and partying with a
people. It happened to me last year too. I lost my voice after the Oscars.
Oh, you do?
Oscars.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you did to lose your voice. But yeah, I always see that as a good sign. And I think it's a little bit funny that once a year I know I'm going to lose my voice because I get so excited and shout so much.
It's good to know it and then plan ahead.
Yeah. In advance. Drink a lot of tea with honey and so on. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Christian?
I don't know. The funniest moments. You know, it's we're still late summer when we celebrate this. So we still have this sunset. And usually, and as KLU members know, that looks really nice in our foyer. And with all the decoration, with all the dressed up people, that is usually a real picture moment. And this is a part of the evening that it's usually during our first break and that I enjoy a lot.
Well, we're going to keep all those great memories, the sunsets, the energy that we're talking about. And we're start wrapping up the podcast, but I always like to push a little bit my guests and throw out their last thought for inspiration. So here comes the last question. Think about it a bit. If you were a student of your own class, and you will have to make a movie for the movie night, which topic would you choose and which kind of genre, which kind of movie would you make?
So you're putting us into a tough position because our students don't get to choose. And some of them actually lament that. They would like to work on different topics, but they got to work on the topic that we assign to them. But I take your question for what it is. I personally love the topic of identity. I think from a psychological point of view, it's often not fully explored at the workplace, and how we treat people, not the way that they are, but according to the potential, and by that actually unleashing the potential that's within them. And I love that notion. And I would probably opt more for some sort of drama. You know, I'm trying to make people cry with a lot of vulnerability and like a coming of age story or whatever. I would try to produce that. Having said that, this year, I would be super excited to try out some of the new AI tools and what you can do with them in movie making. And so I'd be torn between my technology nerd side and my corny side of dabbling into identity and who we can become.
So we have the Oppenheimer right there. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm still entertaining this idea with the Barbie, you know. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I heard it has a lot of DEI topics in it. So maybe I would think of exploring that. On the other hand, you know, I'm also a big fan of fantasy and science fiction movies like Game of Thrones or stuff like this. And I think we haven't seen Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings yet. So I personally would probably push for that as well. So if you're referring to movie topics, at least.
It's probably a perfect example of a bad organizational behavior, a ring to control them all. So I will definitely want to watch those movies if they ever get made. And I'm sure that you will get good grades from your students. Maybe even an award, maybe as a Frodo Trusta. That will be very interesting to see.
You mean because of my body height?
Yeah, definitely will fit.
Are you going to be Gollum?
Or my big feet? What is it?
Well, thank you so much, Professors Nils van Kwerkebeck and Christian Toster, for all this reminiscing and all this fun with you guys and talking about the movie night, the Oscar night for our students. Thank you for spending this time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much, and hope to seeing everybody on 6th of October for the next movie night.
I hope you have a great time there, that you get to walk that red carpet. And with this glamorous topic, we put a beautiful bow to the end of our podcast season. This time, though, we are also going to say goodbye for a while to our episodes of Important Learning KLU Stories, because this proud mama on the mic is about to welcome a new member to her wonderful family. Our KLU Stories take a pause, but stay tuned to our channel for more content and news. And I invite you to take a look at our blog, which will still be very active with new voices, my colleagues Jen and Kendra. We leave it here today. And before you know it, I will be again with you, bringing more capturing moments in our episodes of Important Learning KLU Stories. Like always, until then, receive a warm greeting from who has been on this side of the waves, Christopher Estegar in the technical side, and I'm Patricia Vandala. Take care and keep your crane moving. Tschüss!
Discover Kuhne Logistics University in Hamburg, Germany. Learn more about their offered business and supply chain management study programs at the-klu.org.